serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Severe wind and torrential downpours in the Pacific Northwest. The phenomenon known as a bomb cyclone has left 350,000 homes and businesses without power. Here's ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Zee.
At least two people were killed in Washington State. Separate incidences where trees fell onto them or the home they were in. And unfortunately, that came from winds of 60 to 98 miles per hour. Northern California also with the big winds. And now it's all about the fire hose of that rain. The winds will still be 30 to 60. There are still some wind advisories out there, but it's about this atmospheric river pouring from Mendocino to Eureka, but all the way down into the northern Bay Area.
In the Northeast, where many states have seen drought-like conditions, they've finally gotten rain. That could help with the wildfires. Some parts could see snow this weekend. President-elect Trump is not reconsidering his choice for attorney general. The House Ethics Committee deciding not to release its report into Matt Gaetz' sexual misconduct. All the Republicans voting to keep it secret. This is ABC News. Delaware Representative and trans woman Sarah McBride hitting back at a Republican bill looking to bar her from women's bathrooms at the Capitol.
McBride, like all members of Congress, will have a private office bathroom, but offices are assigned by lottery, which means McBride's private restroom could be in a different building. And without access to the restroom reserved for House members, she may have to leave the chamber during sessions. McBride says she'll follow any new rules, saying, I'm not here to fight about bathrooms, adding, this effort to distract from the real issues facing the country hasn't distracted me.
ABC's Lana Moise. Legendary UConn women's basketball coach Gino Auriemma has become the winningest coach in NCAA basketball history last night with the Huskies' 85-41 victory over Fairleigh Dickinson.
I know it means a lot to a lot of people, here at UConn that worked really, really hard to make it possible.
The school celebrating the win with a sellout crowd. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Saturday, November 23rd at 8 p.m., Crane Chase Bar & Grill is hosting a Save the Lugerville School pie auction. Stop on by to show your support for the Lugerville School, a historic building that's been in the community for generations. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, November 23rd at 8 p.m., 5 miles northwest of Phillips on County Road F. Holiday scams are more active than ever. Lisa Hale has more.
According to the AARP, 80% of Americans were targeted by at least one holiday scam last year. Scams are so prevalent, they're a global business, says Grant Wheat, Vice President of Risk Management at Verva Credit Union.
This has become its own commerce, right? Fraud, scams is its own business now. In the U.S. alone, last year, was the estimated $130 billion of American wealth transferred to scammers. And globally, we're looking at over a $3 trillion business across the globe when it comes to fraud and scams.
Wheat says to avoid being scammed, slow down, scrutinize every non-solicited email or text, and reach out to someone you trust before sending any money, gift cards, or Bitcoin.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a dealership that's truly here for you? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is dedicated to serving you right. From new Chevrolets to top quality service, they treat every customer the way they want to be treated. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 exclusive diesels, and enter to win one of 20 $125 grocery gift certificates. Plus, get exclusive GM employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados in stock with 1.9 financing up to 60 months to qualified buyers. Visit them at Highway 51 South at Minocqua Car.
A big win for Badgers volleyball. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's volleyball team, ranked 6th in the nation, beat their rivals, number 16th ranked Minnesota, last night in Madison. It took 5 sets, losing the second and third, but coming back to win the final two. They're on the road Saturday night against Nebraska. NBA, the Bucks with a 122-106 win over the Chicago Bulls. The Bucks almost let it slip away in the third quarter. Doc Rivers.
You can't give teams hope. And they have a history, the Bulls, this season all year. They keep coming back. And then I thought the fourth quarter was another defensive masterpiece, you know, and we got to keep doing that.
NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday. Rookie defensive back Javon Bullard on facing players like tight end George Kittle or running back Christian McCaffrey.
When you look at those guys and before you got to the league, it's like, damn, when you get to the league, man, all that go out the window. I ain't going to lie to you, but as a competitor, you looking forward to those matchups, man. You looking forward to playing against those guys and competing with those guys for sure.
That's the Packers' Javon Bullard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, the Butternut girls basketball team will kick off their season tonight, traveling to Tomahawk to open up their 2024-25 season. They've got a 6 o'clock start time for that varsity game coming up tonight. And also, we've got high school hoops right here and over there on our sister station. Shawamigan going to travel to Rib Lake for girls basketball. That'll be on Trail Mix 103.1 tonight at 7:15 with Steve Jetland. And then Prentice will be at Phillips for girls action. And that game right here, 7:15 tonight on 98Q Country. That's us.
I'm Kim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. A lot of people think that the skunk scent is a good cover scent when they're deer hunting, but I have a friend who thinks that that smell can put the deer on high alert, yet he uses it anyway. I'll tell you how he uses it, but first.
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with OnX Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
I have a friend that thinks that the skunk scent puts deer on high alert. He thinks if the deer smell that skunk scent, they'll think that that skunk was spooked by something and that it sprayed, and they'll start looking around to see what that might have been. Was it a coyote? Was it a human being? What was it, a dog that might have scared that skunk and got it to spray? So he'll use that skunk scent, not as a cover scent, but in a way to keep the deer on his property. He'll actually put the scent along the fence line between his property and his neighbor's property, and he figures if he's walking into the woods and a deer starts pushing towards the neighbor's, it'll get turned back as soon as it smells that skunk scent. And he'll put it on the top of ridge lines. He knows if these deer are going to be coming through these draws. And if they turn and start working up the hill as soon as they get to the top, they'll get turned back down because they smell that skunk scent. So he's using it more to steer the deer or keep them in a particular area than he is to cover a scent. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
It is going to be cloudy and windy with light snow changing to light rain this afternoon. Our high today, 43, with wind out of the north gusting to between 30 and 40 today. Tonight, wind decreasing, 32 tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
98Q Country.
Past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music, and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to Boots Boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running, I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway, stuck out in the woods to do the boots good boogie. Yeah, you told Dosino, come on baby, let's go. Oh, Cadillac Blackjack, baby, meet me out back son, what'll it be? I want a shot of that redhead yonder looking at me. The dance floor's hopping and it's hotter than the 4th of July. I see outlaws and laws, crooks and straights, all out making a shake, doing the boot scoot boogie.
Let's go!
Go!
Want to connect with us?
Oh, yeah.
We got one of those Facebook thingies if you want to follow us.
98Q Country.
Never breaks.
cigarette if she wanted to. Go and find somebody else if she wanted to. Thank God I'm her one addiction. She ain't got around to kicking. Hell, I couldn't blame her if she wanted to. I'm her wild side. The one crazy thing she does. I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. I'm a mile away from perfect. If there's a curse word, man, I've cursed it. I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise. The one bad habit I hope she never breaks. I hope she never breaks.
Play the contest. I listen all day.
98Q Country.
Well, I got my first truck when I was 3. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees. Hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. Tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few $100. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. I can be found in the bed of my truck on an old Chase lounge. Backed into my spot at the driving show. You know, a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand, cause there's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. Oh, stand up. Lucky to rust or a brand new machine. Once around the block and you'll know what I mean. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man.
another artist, it's weird to say the late, passed back in 2020. Joe Logan Diffie. Country Classics are brought to you by Park Manor, your home, heart, and history of Park Falls. ParkManorWY.com, and they're on Facebook, too. I have two stories on my sheet here to talk about, and both of them could not be contradicting more than any two stories that I've ever had on my piece of paper to talk about. One of them talks about all the scams and the billions of dollars that it's become its own economy, the scamming world. So you got to be careful, especially, anytime you got to be careful. Not especially, just anytime you got to be careful. People are out there and they're trying to get at your personal information and they are trying to get at your money. So you have to just be very aware of that and just not do things that have any chance of giving them a chance to do that. So in a world of scams, my second story is that a banana duct taped to a white piece of paper, a wall, sold for $6.2 million at an auction that happened yesterday or over the weekend. So how do you correlate the two? Did the person get scammed? Was it real? It was real. They did pay that much. There's a story to it. There's a history to it. And there's some deep artistic philosophical meaning to it. At some point when the banana duct taped to a wall officially appeared at an art show back like 5 years ago, apparently someone took it off the wall and actually ate it. And so it's not the original one, but it's kind of, I guess, I don't know. I'm a little bit confused because apparently there's more than one rendition of it. The bidding started at $800,000. Ended up going for $6.2 million. And that piece of art is now in somebody's kitchen or belly, or I'm not sure what they do with it. Some people just have a lot of money. They just don't know what to do with it, so they go there. That sale ranks one of the artists as one of the highest, more than $100 million at auction. And there's another painting, too. Look at that painting, Gray. That's worth $21 million. See that painting right there?
Well, I don't have $21 million, so I don't know if I'm qualified to weigh in. But
I don't know what $121 million, actually. Sorry.
So I found something interesting about the banana, by the way. Okay. A gray-level annoying detail, if you will.
All right.
So I remember about 5 years ago when that banana, when that art piece debuted and there was all the fuss about it. But the art piece was titled Comedian. And there was all the debate was, is this a joke on art critics? And is this a joke on people who like fine art? People apparently have completely forgotten that. But it was really popular. It was like a meme back then. So this person paid this incredible amount, not for the banana. Mm-hmm. He did not actually buy the banana duct taped to anything. He bought the right? To duct tape a banana and call it Comedian. So he's basically got like this superpower that none of us have. He's carrying around a banana, a roll of duct tape, and at any point he can basically just print $6 million like smack. This is the wall on which I will print my money.
So he's envisioning a marketing idea with this, I think. Podcast, t-shirts, I'm old school, t-shirts, sweatshirts, but he's going beyond that. So just the concept, basically buying the copyright to that, right? So duct tape to a banana?
Essentially, yes. I mean, he's buying the intellectual property right.
I guess.
I'm picturing him basically keeping that in his pocket for like 2 or 3 years, generate a little bit of buzz, and then have a fine fashion runway model walk down the runway with a white t-shirt with a banana duct tape to it, and then never show it again. That'll be the mic drop on the duct tape banana.
$6.2 million. And apparently, I was saying earlier, at the original presentation of that at an art show, they actually had to take it down because it was causing such a stir. And then somebody actually ended up grabbing the banana off the wall, I guess, and taking a bite out of it, the original one.
I start to think people are ridiculous when I read stuff like this. And then I think of the guy who made the pet rock retired off that. So.
Exactly. That's always my reference point. Anytime I see something in a store and I'm just like, well, that's the stupidest thing. Oh, wait a minute, Pet Rock. Yep. I'm not sure if I had one as a kid, but I know I remember it. But yeah, anything goes after that.
Marketing is magic. I think people who understand how to market in any given time period are basically the wizards of the era, because they see things that the rest of us don't. And it's scary because they know how to push your buttons that you don't even know you have.
There's just certain things in our lifetimes that scratch your head. Achy Breaky Heart by Billy Ray Cyrus. Why was that such a big song? The Applebee's song by Walker Hayes. There's just certain things that happen, and then everybody knows about it, and everybody's talking about it, and I'm just sitting here with my head, hand in my forehead, saying, "Why that? Why did it happen with that?"
Well, as they say, if we were, what is it? If the brain were simple enough that we could understand it, we'd be so simple that we couldn't. Something like that. So maybe we'll never know, but I don't know if we should know. Maybe it's good that we don't know those answers.
So hunters, get that roll of duct tape that's been lingering in the drawer over there in the corner of the cabin. Go to Quick Trip, get yourself some bananas, and make your hunting shack an artistic festive celebration.
I'm picturing the grandkids of my generation going into our houses one day to clean out our stuff and finding duct tape bananas all over the walls everywhere, the world over.
And dead fruit flies everywhere. The news, and then the birthdays and anniversaries coming right up.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Severe wind and torrential downpours in the Pacific Northwest. The phenomenon known as a bomb cyclone has left 350,000 homes and businesses without power. Here's ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Zee.
At least two people were killed in Washington State. Separate incidences where trees fell onto them or the home they were in. And unfortunately, that came from winds of 60 to 98 miles per hour. Northern California also with the big winds. And now it's all about the fire hose of that rain. The winds will still be 30 to 60. There are still some wind advisories out there, but it's about this atmospheric river pouring from Mendocino to Eureka, but all the way down into the northern Bay Area.
In the Northeast, where many states have seen drought-like conditions, they've finally gotten rain. That could help with the wildfires. Some parts could see snow this weekend. President-elect Trump is not reconsidering his choice for attorney general. The House Ethics Committee deciding not to release its report into Matt Gaetz's sexual misconduct. All the Republicans voting to keep it secret. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday, November 30th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Sunday, December 1st from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Fifield invites you out to their annual Christmas sale. They invite you to join them for their bake sale, arts and crafts, new gift jewelry, ornaments, Christmas decorations, and more. Once again, this is happening Saturday, November 30th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Sunday, December 1st from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 7233 Balsam Street in Fifield. Do you know a Packers superfan? Maybe they're even the most super. Lisa Hale has information on how to nominate them for the Packers Fan Hall of Fame.
The Green Bay Packers have begun their annual search for the next honoree for the Packers Fan Hall of Fame. Fans can nominate themselves, a friend, a relative, with a 500-word essay. The essay should describe the merits of the nominee and should be accompanied by a photo. The nomination deadline is Saturday, November 30th. Visit packers.com/FHOF for more information on how to enter. Voting will take place online and the winner will be announced in February.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
A big win for Badgers volleyball. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's volleyball team, ranked 6th in the nation, beat their rivals, number 16th ranked Minnesota, last night in Madison. It took 5 sets, losing the second and third, but coming back to win the final two. They're on the road Saturday night against Nebraska. NBA, the Bucks with a 122-106 win over the Chicago Bulls. The Bucks almost let it slip away in the third quarter. Doc Rivers.
You can't give teams hope. And they have a history. The Bulls this season all year, they keep coming back. And then I thought the fourth quarter was another defensive masterpiece, you know, and we got to keep doing that.
NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday. Rookie defensive back Javon Bullard on facing players like tight end George Kittle or running back Christian McCaffrey.
When you look at those guys and before you got to the league, it's like, damn, when you get to the league, man, all that go out the window. I ain't going to lie to you, but as a competitor, you looking forward to those matchups, man. You looking forward to playing against those guys and competing with those guys for sure.
That's the Packers' Javon Bullard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Now, the local winter sports scene is gearing up. The Butternut girls kick off their season by going to Tomahawk tonight. The Shawamigan girls will be down in Rib Lake. We'll have the Shawamigan Rib Lake girls game for you right over there on our sister station on 103.1 Trail Mix and on the Civic Media app, too. The Prentice girls will be at Phillips tonight. That is a 7:15 varsity time. So Prentice at Phillips girls tonight, 7:15. That'll be right here on 98Q Country.
Howdy, this is Lena. Saddle up for smoked ribs, pork bellies, and pulled pork with our house pineapple bourbon sauce every Sunday at 4 p.m. at Lena's Northern Pines.
Looking for top quality meats and more? Visit The Butcher and The Baker, just 1.5 miles up North River Road, past Palmquist Farms in Brantwood, Wisconsin. They offer a huge selection of beef, pork, chicken, fish, deli sandwiches, and frozen steak sandwiches. Don't miss their gift shop stocked with local treats, apparel, and more. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Check out their bundle deals and wild game processing. Follow them on Facebook for special events.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Birthdays, anniversaries, happy birthday wishes to Gideon Schulke, who is celebrating a birthday today. Gideon, happy birthday from Grandma and from Grandpa. And we've got Grandma and Grandpa wishing birthday wishes also to, that was another one. It was an email. They doubled it up. That's fine. So, love you, little man. That's a good line. I like that. So, Grandma and Grandpa sending happy birthday wishes there. We'll put you in for the cake drawing. If you're celebrating here on this 21st day of November, you get to share your day with Sherry Johnson, the actress, who is 49 today. She was in Family Matters and Punky Brewster, too. Yeah, Michael Strahan, he played his entire NFL career as a defensive end with the New York Giants, has now gone on to become a celebrity on Good Morning America and others. Just a very charismatic man. When he's on there, he just has a very upbeat, bright personality, and he's good. He's good on TV. 53 for Michael Strahan today. Ken Griffey Jr., 13-time All-Star, 55 years old today for the baseball great. Troy Aikman, the much-aligned Troy Aikman and Buck. There's several Bucks that have been broadcasting. So Troy Aikman's 58 today. There's no doubt that he has issues from football as far as cognitive issues, I think you would say. I would call it that. I mean, he's functional, but yeah, you can kind of hear it a little bit there. But he's good. I mean, he's not, 99% of the time, he's not breaking down the game into some deep analyzation. He's saying the obvious. But it's just something about his voice. When Buck and Aikman are on, there's something about Troy Aikman saying, well, it's third down and 8. If they don't get this third down, let's say they only get 7 yards, then they have to probably punt or they could go for it. That the obvious line. But setting up the scenario, and there's just something about certain announcers when they say things, even if it's the obvious, that it's just makes it somewhat credible. I don't know. I mean, let me ask you this. When the Packer game comes on and it's Buck and Aikman, you're saying to yourself, well, this is a pretty big game because they're the number one announcing team. You may not be happy that they're on there. See, you used to, in the old days, I remember when we had rabbit ears. In the old days of TV, you could turn down the TV and you could turn on the radio. Well, the problem with that now is that everything's satellite and cable, and radio is the same thing. We do the Packer game. It's coming through a satellite feed, and there's delays. There's 2 or 3, 4, 5, sometimes more second delays on both sides. So for the radio and TV to sync up just doesn't happen very often. If it does, it's by 100% just luck and chance. So that option, a lot of people say, I can't do it. I'll turn down the sound on the TV. It's harder to do that now. if you don't like the announcers. But Troy Aikman, he was, I mean, he was, in his playing days, he was the product of a good team. He was a pretty good quarterback. But if he didn't have everything around him, thanks to the Vikings trade for Herschel Walker, then, you know, that career isn't nearly as great. He is a great age, though, I tell you that one. He's 58, which is a good age to be for Troy Aikman. The basketball star Reggie Lewis, he died at a young age. The Boston Celtics, 1965 he was born. He passed back in 1993. Let's see, who else here? Nicolette Sheridan, the English TV actress, starred in Desperate Housewives, Knott's Landing, and others, 61 today. Goldie Hawn won a Best Supporting Actress Oscar in 1970 for Cactus Flower, nominated for a Best Actress in 1981 for Private Benjamin, and many others, too. 79 for Goldie Hawn, still going. Harold Ramis, the SCTV alumnus, was a comic screenwriter. Analyze This, Analyze That, Caddyshack, Bedazzled, and others. Harold Ramis, born on this day, 1944, passed in 2014. Earl the Pearl Monroe, Basketball Hall of Famer, is 80 today. Marlo Thomas, the daughter of actor and comedian Danny Thomas, starred in TV's That Girl for 5 seasons. And she later moved on to TV production with the Emmy-winning producing of Free to Be You. And Free to Be You and Me. She has been married to talk show host Phil Donahue since 1980. Now, we lost Phil, right? I think we lost Phil Donahue a little ways back. 87 today for Marlo Thomas. Gene Shepherd, the honky-tonk singer, songwriter, Grand Ole Opry star, passed away back in 2016, born on this day, 1933. And Stan the Man, Stan Musial, Baseball Hall of Famer, a career batting average of .331, spent 22 seasons playing first base and outfield for the St. Louis Cardinals, passed away at the age of 92 back in 2013. Stan the Man Musial, born on this day in 1920.
Pony Line Express Station, Highway 70 between Fifield and Monaco is your one-stop shop. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Fall anglers grab live bait, tackle, and a St. Croix rod. Campers, they've got firewood and propane. Hunters, get your DNR licenses here. Check out large liquor selection, including wine. Explore up north apparel. Stock up on groceries, snacks, premium fuel, diesel, and lottery tickets. Plus, enjoy 10% off all Stearns life jackets for the whole family. They also have an ATM, deer corn, and apples are coming soon. Pony Line Station, Highway 70 West, Monaco, Wisconsin.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be cloudy and windy with light snow changing to light rain this afternoon. Our high today, 43, with wind out of the north gusting to between 30 and 40 today. Tonight, wind decreasing, 32 tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
98Q Country.
I got my shades on top, back rolling with the music jack, one on the wheel, one around you, baby. Little sun left to burn in the blue sky, shining off the cross hanging from the mirror of my ride. Breeze blowing in, your hair blowing round. You're scanning through the stations looking for that country sound. The good stuff iced up in the back seat. Nowhere to go, nowhere to be. I got my shades on top, back rolling with the music jack. One on the wheel, one around you, baby. Sunset, I bet there's a chance we could get shore enough, tangled up, lay back and lazy. Nothing but time tonight. Let's get to killing it. Long as I'm rocking with you, girl, you know I'm cool with just chilling it. Nothing but two-lane country on up ahead. Girl, you're so fine, I wouldn't mind if this
be missing signs. Hard looking left when my world is on my right. I got my shades on top back, rolling with the music jack. One on the wheel, one around you, baby. Sunset, I bet there's a chance we could get short enough, tangled up, lay back and lazy. Pour it on easy now, don't spill a bit. Nothing but time tonight, let's get to killing it. Long as I'm rocking with you, girl, you know I'm cool with just chilling. Nothing like a little you and me, low key. Right now I'm right where I wanna be. I got my shades on top back, rolling with the music jack. One on the wheel, one around you, baby. Sunset, I bet there's a chance we could get short enough, tangled up, lay back and lazy. Pour it on easy now, don't spill a bit. Nothing but time tonight, let's get to killing it. Long as I'm rocking with you, girl, you know I'm cool with.
How's your morning going?
98Q Country.
She was aware of her insecurities as she took the stage. She was convinced if she got up there that she'd be discovered someday. So she belted it. She hit the high notes fearlessly. Oh, she melted them as she brought them to their feet. She was a big star at Banana Joe's Bar, where she sang karaoke every night. If you work hard to get where you are, it feels good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star. She made the local cable shows where the camera fell in love with her face. After a couple of weekends, the groupies were crawling all over the place. She signed autographs like she was Garth Brooks in a skirt. And in the aftermath, that small time town was hers. She was a big star at Banana Joe's Bar, where she sang karaoke every night. She said if you work hard to get where you are, she doesn't care
98Q Country.
I need a new truck. There ain't nothing wrong with mine. It's got 40 some thousand miles and the engine runs just fine. No, it ain't tore up. Ain't got a scratch, ain't got a dent. The radio works, it don't show dirt. Worth every dime I spent. I was gonna drive it till the wheels fell off. Yeah, that was before she slammed the door, said it's over, then got lost. I need one she ain't climbed up in, that ain't played her favorite songs. Need some glass that we ain't fogged up, that her bare feet ain't been on. I need a hug that we ain't laid on, kiss until that sun came up. That's all that's wrong with this one, if you're looking, you're in luck. I need a new truck. Tomorrow, not next week. Can't take another red light with her memory over in that seat. If I find one more hair tie that slipped off her wrist, one more chapstick, one more picture, I might push it off a bridge. I need one she ain't climbed up in, that ain't played her favorite songs. Need some glass that we ain't fogged up, that her bare feet ain't been on. I need a hug that we ain't laid on, until that sun came up. That's all that's wrong with this one. If you're looking, you're in love. I need a new truck. No, I didn't wreck it, but it might as well be. Sitting on blocks of some old shop the way that girl wrecked me. Ain't climbed up in, that ain't played her favorite songs. Need some glass that we ain't fogged up, that her bare feet ain't been on. I need a hug that we ain't laid on, kiss until that sun came up. That's all that's wrong with this one. If you're looking, you're in love. I need a new truck. Yeah, I need a new truck.
Dylan Scott. I need a new truck. Needs a new truck at 98Q Country. Well, I mentioned the championship games of the WIAA football season happening today, tomorrow. Our very own Jake Herbst, who's our baseball coach here, he's going to be officiating the Division IV game tonight. So look for him on the TV or the stream. He's going to be doing the Baldwin Woodville game tonight as an official. So congrats to him. Nice accomplishment. And look for Jake on the tube. If you like to watch high school football, there'll be a lot of that available for you to take in. We've got a windy day today. It is going to be, I'm assuming it's probably going to be windy down there too at Camp Randall Stadium, although they got it enclosed a little bit, but it will be, probably 40 or so up here and then mid 40s down in the Madison area for the Camp Randall games. So windy day today. We'll get you a peek at the Deer Hunters Roundup forecast, which isn't going to be crazy cold. It's going to be pretty average. By the time Thanksgiving and the following weekend after Thanksgiving happens, could be highs teens or 20. So get those long johns ready, deer hunters. You're going to need them at some point, if not the first couple of days of the gun deer season.
November 17th through the 21st, that's Sunday through Thursday only at Bader Sports Center in Phillips. Buy $40 or more in game hide camo or blaze orange gear and get 10% off a box of ammo. One per person per day. TrailQuest and game hide clothing, 40% off in stock items only. Find sale price crossbows and a closeout special on select styles of lacrosse boots. All fishing gear, 25% off excluding ice fishing. 40% off mismatched or discontinued scent lock during the sale and 20% off all scent lock through November. Only at Bader Sports Center next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Hey, grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep-fried chicken special. Great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Flo here from Progressive to tell you how you get more than great savings with us. You get customer service access through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
That's a lot of ways I can get in touch with you. I see what's going on here. You can't name favors, but I'm your number one customer.
Actually, we offer all our customers these ways to contact us.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you give just any customer your personal
company
contact info.
Well, you did call us more than any other customer this year. So in that sense, you are our number one customer.
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh cracked American sausage cheese or bacon. And the second bite is like fresh cracked American cheese or bacon. You get the idea. And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
On the great taste at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Barnett Lake. Big G here, and this is my kind of place. Starting Tuesday, enjoy dumplings with chicken or pork. Wednesday's pasta night, and Thursday brings delicious German fare. Don't miss Friday's seafood buffet. On weekends, indulge in all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet at 7 a.m., plus prime rib on Saturday and smoked ribs and pork bellies on Sunday, plus a sensational soup and salad bar. Visit Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Lakeshore Drive in Butternut or Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin.
Flo here from Progressive to tell you how you get more than great savings with us. You get customer service access through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
That's a lot of ways I can get in touch with you. I see what's going on here. You can't name favors, but I'm your number one customer.
Actually, we offer all our customers these ways to contact us.
And more 99.7 Max FM. I walk along the city streets you used to walk along.